ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman, and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly, and my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today we are talking about external validation, and external validation is one of those things which I think are quite heavily demonized in personal development, that we should never need external validation. Look, we're humans, we're relational creatures, we socialize, and therefore you're always going to need some reassurance. And it's actually innate within us. From an evolutionary perspective, we needed to be accepted by our group previously, by our tribe, and therefore we have evolved to care what other people think in order to keep us alive. Obviously, we don't need this anymore, but it's ingrained within us. And therefore, it's really important we work on it, but also accept that it's part of life, and that external validation can be a great thing as long as you're not entirely reliant on it. If you've been a long time listener of this podcast, you will know a lot of these podcast episodes come out of my own life learnings, and I'm working on my own relationship to external validation. I get a lot of external validation in my life, whether I seek it out or not, simply because I have 200,000 followers on Instagram. And if you don't think that social media is all about external validation, then you would be wrong. And yes, you can get other things fulfilled, like community or entertainment. But for the most part, it's external validation. Every time a link comes through, that is external validation. What are some signs that you might need to reevaluate your relationship with external validation? One is how much you value other people's opinions. No matter how little you respect them, no matter how distant they are, they could even be a stranger. The second indicator could be social media. What happens when you don't get the likes you want? Do you delete the post? Do you feel embarrassed? Do you feel like you have low self-worth? And the third is to look at how much praise you're reliant on. This could be within your career that you need constant approval, reassurance from your boss, or it could be in a relationship, wanting to know you're loved all the time, otherwise you feel insecure in that relationship. It's okay to want a certain level of external validation. As I said, we're social human beings, but internal validation is more reliable. When you have an internal core that you can rely on and will provide self-esteem, then you don't fluctuate with the wind when someone dislikes you. It means that your self-esteem can still stay intact no matter what anyone thinks of you, and that you actually know how you feel about a situation, what you think, and also you'll consider whether you like them more if you aren't so reliant on whether they like you. So what's a way you can build up your internal self-esteem? If you've been following me for a while, you might have heard of the term evidences. This is finding proof in your own life that you are a good person, that you are confident, that you are beautiful. Whatever insecurity you have at the moment, I will write a list of 3 things, and I will do this for a period of months. At the moment, I'm doing 3 ways I'm impressing myself. So I'll put something like, I impress myself today by recording 3 episodes on my podcast, like I said I would, and keeping to my commitment. But you can do anything. It could be, I'm a good person because, or I love myself because, I'm beautiful because, and finding three evidences every day means throughout the day you'll start looking for them to write them down at the end of the night. Another way to build up your internal confidence is also to actually start noticing when you are going to other people for praise when actually you need your own validation. So I started noticing that I was only proud of accomplishment when I told someone else. I noticed this around my book deals actually, that I would get a book deal and I wouldn't actually feel pride, I wouldn't actually feel joy until I told someone, oh my God, I got a new book deal, and they would say congratulations, and then I could actually feel it inside myself. So what I started doing is when I got good news, I actually sat with that good news. I taught myself to be happy for myself. I would search through my body and find the smallest part of me that was proud of myself, and I would breathe into that part. So let's say I found it in my heart and was like, yep, there's a tiny grain right there where I feel proud of myself. Let's breathe into it. Let's expand it. What would it feel like if this pride got bigger? What would it feel like if the joy got bigger? How would I want to feel when I get a book deal? And I let myself sit on that news for about a week before I told anyone so that I could enjoy it myself, but also so I can train myself to enjoy it by myself. So that even if I told someone my good news and they smashed it down, or in my case, I did have one person ask me how much money I made, which made me feel really, I don't know, icky about it, because I was like, my book deals are not about how much money I get for the advance, it's about the fact that I'm working really hard towards it, and it's my pride, it's my joy, and equating it to money somehow felt demeaning. But I was okay, because I'd spent a week enjoying it myself, that I was like, oh, I don't think that's important, or any of your information, and I'm just really happy I got a book deal. And another way I started doing it is through my friendships and my relationships. I am a big words person. I give a lot of compliments, and therefore, as a result, I receive a lot of compliments, and I like to receive a lot of compliments. The problem is that I become reliant on it. And so sometimes I'll feel insecure or uncertain in a relationship, and I make myself sit with it, and I ask myself, how are the ways they're showing up for me? How are the ways they're showing me that I'm loved? It might not necessarily be through words, it could be through actions. And so actually sitting with that and going, is this really about them, or is this about me? Is this a moment where I need to build up my confidence in my relationships and the security that I know exists within the relationship? Or is this a moment where I do actually need to ask for help? And this is a really key message that I repeat a lot, because it's very important. Do both. I'm not one of those people that says you have to remove external validation from your life, because frankly, it's unrealistic. You're not going to be able to do it. But do both. In order to not be so reliant on external validation, you can work on your internal validation, and then if you still need help, ask for the external validation. An example of this is, let's say you're feeling insecure in a new dating relationship you have. So you work on your internal validation, you look at all the ways they're showing up for you, but you're still feeling a bit unsure. You keep working on the internal validation, but you can also say to them, hey, I'm not feeling very certain in this relationship, and I was just wondering where your head's at. What are you thinking about us? Do you think we should be exclusive? All of these conversations. You can have those conversations and also be like, okay, well, I know it's not me now because I've worked on my internal validation, and therefore I can come into that relationship and that conversation fresh, knowing that I checked my own stuff at the door, and I can also ask for what I need because I've worked on myself enough to realize, okay, well, this part was me being insecure, but this part was actually something that needs to be addressed, and actually they could be showing up for me more, or they could be making more effort where I feel they're lacking. And I can communicate that without my feelings getting in the way, because I've sat and taken a moment to assess how much internal validation I'm giving myself and whether it's actually about a different area of my life. So external validation is a wonderful thing, to go to the people in your life for support when you need it, and asking them, hey, can I have a bit of a reassurance, is a beautiful thing. It's very vulnerable. And also, internal validation will never do you harm. It is so good to have internal validation, because you become steadier, you become more resilient to the sways and changes in mood of the people around you, and therefore also you won't take their changes in mood personally when someone's acting a bit short over text, because you don't assume it's about you when you have internal confidence. So I hope that helps and made you think a little bit about external validation. I think working on your internal validation is something that will serve you for life, and external validation is just a wonderful bonus. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.